apparently this is the third time we've started this show. But
once again, we are professionals. Welcome back to Smell You Later.
Welcome back to Smell You Later.
Your favorite podcast about scents and smells and boys and and all the things.
It's your favorite podcast, period.
Were we talking about this like on the air several weeks ago?
Probably.
Where I was like, you know what? If people want to call this a perfume podcast, like whatever. And then I read another thing that you were quoted in Harper's.
Oh, yeah.
Where they call it a perfume podcast. And I was like, motherfucker.
Every time though, okay. Every time that I'm like, it's a podcast about smell, or like, it's they say fragrance podcast. Anyway.
That's true.
It's just
that's
an
true.
Editorial. It's a quick get, you know?
Yeah.
It's a battle.
It's an alliteration.
It's a battle that I will not fight.
I guess.
You know, I didn't expect this to be plastic.
Oh, what did you think it was?
I thought it was like porcelain. This is giving sex.
They're not going to do porcelain for an Ulta fragrance.
But like, I thought this was glass. I'm glad it's not.
That is glass.
I can travel. What?
Yeah. That is glass.
Our non-visual medium.
Anyway. Hey. Tynan is fondling a bottle of Ariana Grande Mod Vanilla, which looks like somebody called it a yossified pet egg.
I hate that.
It's so funny.
The first photo I saw of
it's huge.
This, I swear to God, the glass part of it like wasn't there.
Yeah.
And it looked like an ashtray. See, but I don't think this is glass.
It is. No, open it.
Yeah, it's giving plastic.
No, it's glass.
Can I? Oh.
Yeah.
It's giving ASMR. I want to suck on this.
What?
It's so like bulbous.
What?
I just want to like put it in my mouth.
It's giving oral fixation.
I am like strung out, as you can tell.
Yeah, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Everything is great. I hate the holiday season.
Why?
Oh my God. My brain is like,
I'm like not even cognizant of it yet. Yet.
Yeah. I just feel like I've been going to holiday. My brain is like soaked in alcohol.
I have been actually going to quite a few holiday parties. Not mine because I don't have a job, but other people's. Mm-hmm. And it's very fun. And I went with a friend a couple of weeks ago and we crashed her friend's holiday company party.
That's fun.
Some bar in Tribeca. And they had a DJ. And the DJ was playing the best high school dance hits of my era. Oh, of cute. Like the early 2000s. And I was like, oh, this is taking me back. And also, I looked over, the DJ looks, she looked like she was like 12. And yeah. I was like, girl, like, where are you getting this from? Like, right. How old are you? You look like a child.
Yeah.
And nobody was dancing. And I was like, ugh, y'all suck.
I mean, maybe that's for the best if it was a work function.
It wasn't my work function, so I don't care. Sure. But then it was like some design firm, like whatever. I also realized that I was like taller than everybody there.
You?
I know.
Okay.
I was wearing heels, but I was just like, oh, you design boys. They make them small.
They are
small. Compact, so they can fit into all your open plan workspaces. Right. I see.
My work party was yesterday.
That's right. That's yeah, right.
It was.
Who plans that?
The wrong bitch. Like,
who thought that would be fun?
I don't know. It was fun. It got me out of work early.
That's true.
And I did,
true.
Left the party early. Came late, leave early.
They had it on a Friday. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I always think it's interesting how companies have their holiday parties on a weeknight.
Yeah. That's
and
asking
is that,
for trouble.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that so people won't stay too long?
I mean.
It always felt a little passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I just remember the last actual company holiday party I went to that was for a company I worked at was at Conde Nast.
Oh, God.
And like every year, I think like the budget just diminished.
For sure. For sure.
I think like 2017, they had it at, 2018, sorry. They did it at the Eataly.
Oh, God. Oculus,
in an Italian grocery store.
I fucking hate Eataly.
And then at the end of the night, there was so much theft.
That's funny.
People were just like stealing like the expensive pasta and all antipastas.
God.
So like Conde had to pay for all of the
good. Fuck Conde.
It's so fucking funny. And then I was mad. I was like, wait, I didn't know we could steal.
Jesus.
I would have stolen things.
We know. Well, the holidays are here and yes. I am hungover.
Yeah. I think this is the month of being hungover.
Yes.
And then January is the month everyone's like, I'm not drinking for this whole month. And then they feel really like smug about it.
I will be drinking in January.
Yeah. Good. I think everybody should.
I do too. What else?
I think if you're going to drink, just commit.
Well, I have. Sable and I went to what was, I'm deeming,
yes,
sort of the party of the season on Wednesday night.
Oh, God.
It was pretty iconic.
Lit TM.
It was Marc Jacobs fragrance had, I don't know, just like a key at the Chelsea Hotel, which I'm sorry, is iconic. I got the invite and I was like, I will be there.
Yes.
Because the Chelsea Hotel itself is, like me, a New York icon and legend. So, yeah, we went. We got all dressed up. The dolls were out.
It was
out.
A bit overwhelming, to be honest.
I got there and...
I feel like we both felt very flat.
What do you mean?
Like, we were there for like an hour and then like we saw the few people that we know in beauty. And then after that, I was just like, what?
Well, I got there and it's not obviously a huge space.
It was way too small and there were too many people in there.
It looked like two hallways, but essentially in the shape of an L that both led to bars.
Yep.
And I got there and I was like, okay, this is the perfect amount of people. This is a really nicely planned party.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It was also clearly like a model influencer event.
Oh, totally.
It was funny because there was that photo wall where they had the party photographers. And like when we were standing around, they're just like, get the fuck out of the way.
Right.
And then they're like, no, we have to photograph these models. And I was like, oh, I'd say it's this party.
I got there a little bit before Sable and I walk in. And when you walk in, you walk directly into the step and repeat. And I was like, this could have
been kind of dumb. Yeah.
Better. So I walk into this mirrored room and I was like, and I know there's a person to my left and I just sort of like am cognizant of them because like I'm a body in a space. And I glance over and it's Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset, who is 8 feet tall.
She had some big old shoes on.
A full glamazon, looked amazing. But I was like, oh, that's Christine Quinn. And she looks at me and she's like, hey. And I was like, hey. And then we both sort of stand there and I think she's waiting to get her photo taken. And then she like wobbles and like catches herself on me. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. No one saw that. And I was like, you're fine, Christine Quinn. And I was just like, this is off to a weird start. And then I scurry through the bar, grab a drink. And then you show up and save my ass. Thank God.
It was so hot in there.
It was so hot.
Very sweet, sequency, very sparkly.
Mark Jacobs himself was there.
Yeah. Which he's
was
shorter in person than I thought he'd be.
Tiny. He's like my size.
Yeah.
But ripped.
I was like, whoa.
So.
His facelift looks great.
He got great work done. I mean, he's Mark Jacobs.
Yeah. It was a lovely party.
I saw. Mark. Do you know Ryan Potter, the influencer, the beauty influencer?
I know of him.
I saw him there. He was very, very sweet.
Okay.
I quoted him in The Cut maybe like 5 years ago. And I just introduced myself. He was like a complete doll. I was like, that's so nice when you like.
That's really nice.
Meet people and they're actually sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just stunning by the all of the party decor that they had make look like the cap on the Marc Jacobs Perfect perfume bottle. So there were these like really fat, puffy silver Mylar star balloons on the ceiling. Cool. They had this huge, big double cherry like on the bar and like the big banana with the dice. That was like a photo op, of course.
They kept being like, because one of the bars sort of ended at the banana.
Yeah.
And all the people, specifically the PR, kept being like, oh, it's by the banana. We're going to take a photo by the banana. I'm like, do you hear yourself?
Do you hear yourself?
It was very fun.
Yeah. I really wanted to take one of the factices. Those huge Daisy bottles and huge Perfect bottles.
Yeah.
And then I saw the staff like hugging them, like guarding them because they were like, people are going to take these.
Yeah.
I heard one of them say that and I was like, damn.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Give them to me.
And then I emailed one of the Cody PR and it was like, yo, what's up with those factices?
Did you?
Give me the 411 of those.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, they're only made for shoots, campaigns, and parties, events, and they're really expensive and difficult to make.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, okay.
There's one that exists in the world of cloud and I will not rest until I find it. Listener, if you know its whereabouts, let them know that I will pay whatever they want for the cloud factices.
I started just like on eBay looking up perfume factices.
They're really hard to find.
They're hard to find. They only had like really older ones in varying degrees of expensive. I'm trying to think like what factice would I want.
I'd want cloud.
You would want cloud. I think I would want an angel factice because I love the shape of the bottle.
I just want something like also if not cloud, like really iconic, like Chanel No. 5.
There were a lot of Chanel No. 5s on eBay.
That makes sense.
There's a lot of fake ones too, I think, because it's so popular.
Sure.
Is that my door?
I think it was the ceiling.
Oh, okay.
I think.
The dog upstairs has been like nonstop barking. So if you hear that, oops.
Third house energy.
Yeah. The Cacharel Noah bottle is really pretty too.
I don't know that one.
I think it's a perfume from like the 80s or the 90s.
Okay.
But it's just like a white snowy orb.
Oh, cute.
Anything orb-like.
Anything orb-like for Sable.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah. Holidays. If anyone wants to give me a holiday present, a factice would be it.
I did see really recently, I was at, I think, like an antique store or something.
Sometimes they have them there.
I had to be with Eubanks. And I saw a really cool one, but it was filled with like dummy perfume. And I was like, well, I can't, I don't think I was in New York, which is the only thing that like kept me from buying it. Cause I was like, well, I'm not going to, that's full of juice. How do I get this back? Anyway.
You have to like pour it out into like a
different. I drink it. You're very soothing right now.
Really?
It's giving earth tones.
In my Lanya lounge set.
You just like match your apartment. You blend right in.
Oh my. This is like honestly, and like I will say, I knew somebody who worked there, so she had them sent to me. But I honestly would have bought them myself.
Yeah.
But they were like kind of expensive. Yeah. It's their knit. What are they called? There's like cotton silk, blah, blah, blah. I think cotton silk is a scam, but whatever. Yeah. It does feel very nice on the skin. It's like a little ribbed knit set. And then it comes with this one sweater that has the most open neckline that if you wear it with nothing underneath, a titty will pop out.
Love. I love that.
I love that. Ooh, should we play?
Yes. A voice note this week? This one's really good.
Hi, Fable. Hi, Tynan. I was wondering what some of your favorite fictional characters are and what sense you would assign to them. Have a great day. Smell you later.
Oh, that's such a good question.
That's such a good question.
Thanks, Amelia.
Yes.
That was very thoughtful. Very creative. You know what immediately comes to mind is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah. And Buffy and Faith as the light and dark, the light and shadow slayers. Mm-hmm. I feel like Buffy would wear like something lighter and girly to cover up the darkness that is her other half-life.
Okay.
Or like to make her forget about the whole like having to kill vampires for a living thing as a calling. Because like otherwise she is just like a normal girl going to high school and having crushes on boys, some of which had happened to be undead. But like that show took place in the early 2000s. I feel like Buffy would wear like probably like a Victoria Dream Heavenly Angels situation. I could see her doing that. Or the Gap sense. I could see her wearing a Gap scent, like Gap Dream, Gap Heaven.
Yeah.
Again, with the dream and the heaven themes going on here. And I feel like Faith would wear like the sluttier fragrances. By which I mean, what do I mean? The today iteration of like a Tom Ford Lost Cherry.
Yeah.
Which is escaping me now in that era, but
they don't have to be true to time.
Yeah. Like a Jean-Paul Gaultier for women. Like that type of scent. Something really spicy, gourmand, sexy. Yeah. A Givenchy.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. And she would have shoplifted it.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure. Mine, I have two. My favorite fictional characters are the mad-eating plant from Little Shop of Horrors named Audrey 2. She is a huge slay.
Yes.
She is a queer icon. She always gets what she wants. And
truly,
I think that she would wear, for many reasons, Tantrum by Boysmells.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it's very green, just like her. It's very, it has a lot of attitude, just like her. And when she doesn't eat human flesh, she throws a tantrum. So
same, same girl.
I love Little Shop of Horrors, which says a lot about me as a person, and definitely Audrey too. My other favorite fictional character is the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Specific.
Yeah, in any of the iterations of A Christmas Carol, but probably specifically the Muppets Christmas Carol. And I think that she would wear either Glossier You, because it smells like nothing and it smells like dust, or Slow Dance from Byredo, because to me that fragrance smells like longing. And
I'll have to give that one another sniff. I think I have a sample of it.
It's okay. It's not, you know,
I love the name.
It's nice. I love the name.
I love the name.
That was right before Byredo decided to continually flop.
Oh my god.
So
they're never gonna come on this, they're never gonna come on this podcast anyway, so it doesn't matter what we say anyway.
Ben Gorham will come on this show
one day
and I will interrogate him. I will say, what have you done?
What have you done, Ben? Are you pleased with yourself, Ben?
Is this what you wanted, Ben?
I'll be like, yeah.
These shit eyeshadow palettes. He's like, what I wanted was $1 billion. Then I got it. Fuck yourself.
You know what? Good on you.
That's true.
Good on you, brother. Oh, that actually makes me think of other fictional characters that I'm now thinking of. The three main mermaids in H2O. It's like an Australian kids show.
Oh my god.
That I binge throughout the pandemic because it's all on Netflix.
That's so funny.
featuring a very young teenage Phoebe Tonkins, Claire Holt, Kariba, I forget her last name. But they're just three teenage girls who swim to this lagoon called Mako Island on some like moon night. They're in cahoots with the moon and it gives them powers to turn into a mermaid. But every time they get wet, they turn into a mermaid. It's like if like a drop of water falls on your skin, they go mermaid.
Huh.
Yeah, so obviously hijinks ensue. Oh, also they have mermaid powers, but that's not neither here nor there.
We're going down a hole.
Anyway, I think Cleo, played by Phoebe Tonkins, would wear probably, and this is like kind of a really, really random, I think she would wear the Issey Miyake original for her.
Ooh.
It's like a really lovely aquatic scent.
Yes, yes.
I think Claire Holt's character, I think, would play. She would wear those like Emotions roll-on perfumes from Claire's. See what I did there? And I think Ricky would wear probably something like a little spicy, like her dad's Old Spice, because she's the rebel. Yeah, that is my answer.
Okay.
Moving on.
I love that question.
Me too.
I love these voices.
A little too much. Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like something I've been waiting to get my hands on all season, and I didn't think it was ever going to show up. And I was like, why don't I just go fucking buy this? Because I do want it. It sounds just like me and something I'd like. Okay. And then, lo and behold, a box comes straight to my door. And what was in it but the new fragrance from Lush called Turmeric Latte.
Oh, I saw it on your IG story. Mm-hmm.
I am very excited about this fragrance.
Did it fulfill all your expectations?
It really did. It's great. As we have continually said on the show, maybe I've continually said on the show, Lush is doing some of the best and most interesting things in fragrance right now, and sort of continually. Mm-hmm. If you know where to look, I know that the Lush reputation sort of will have you thinking that it's going to smell like Whole Foods and weed, which is fair. A lot of them do.
A lot of them just smell like the bath bombs to me.
Yeah, a lot of them are heady and herby, and like it's fine. They're not really for me, but a lot of them are drop dead gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Because of, we're going to have Lush on the show very, very soon, so we'll learn a little bit more about like why fragrances come and go in the way that they do. But a lot of Lush scents are really beautiful, really warm, really round. They do gourmands in a stunning way. They do literal sweet vanillas, coffees, some like that are some of my favorite scents ever. Rentless, I'm Home, Cardamom Coffee. And this is very in line with all of those. Turmeric Latte is sort of essentially just what it sounds like, a turmeric latte.
Yeah.
It has notes, obviously, of tonka, caramel, benzoin, vanilla, and turmeric, and it's sort of literal in a really like lovely way.
People would want that to be literal.
Yeah, in a way that I don't mind. Really spicy, really sweet, really homey. Wait, what do you think of it? It's on my wrist. It's nice, right?
It's giving turmeric.
It's yeah.
There's a little bit of like a cumin-y quality almost. Wait, let me smell it.
Yeah.
There is like a spicy, you're gonna hate me for saying this, like almost a little bit like a BO quality, but in a good way, like in a very aesthetically pleasing way.
It's turmeric-y,
yeah,
whatever you want to take from that.
Yes.
I love it. I think it's great.
It smells like you, as if you're not wearing anything, but that's just how you smell.
Sure. And it's funny, as you know, I've been saying that post-pandemic everyone wants long-lasting scents, and the TikTokification of the fragrance industry has everyone, you know, saying it lasts all day. The last line of copy in this product description is, it's an incredibly long-lasting scent with an excellent projection. Thank you, TikTok. But it's also true. I don't find the projection to be crazy, but like it's there, it's on me. It does last all day, which is great. Yeah, I love it. I'm super, super happy that I'm wearing it. If it appeals to you, I would say it is definitely worth the spend. I think it's $130, but you also get like a decanter of it, so it's going to last you a while. And this is something that I would say that even if you don't have a Lush in your area, but this appeals to you, it's a pretty safe bet to buy without smelling first, because it's going to give you what you're looking for.
Yeah. They're like, do all of their stores stock all of their fragrances?
I think yes.
Okay, yes.
You mean like core? Or yeah. every Lush?
I don't know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean either, Sable.
Sometimes stores don't have everything and they're like, look at her website.
Every you know? Lush I've ever been to has fragrances in it, okay. At least their core.
I haven't been to a Lush store possibly ever. Yeah. No, that has to be a lie. But for sure, like within the last decade, like I have not, because I don't know where they are.
Right.
And I don't do bath bombs. But right. Yeah. I do remember they opened a spa like uptown, like Upper East Side.
Really?
But it was like a wellness, quote unquote, wellness spa. Mm. So they offered me a sound bath treatment in exchange to write about it for their print publication, which I don't know where it goes. But I was like, sure.
That's kind of cool.
It was cool. This was like the EXO days.
Yeah.
So it was like 2015, 14. Back when I was just like so thrilled to be offered anything for free, sure. That I just said yes to everything.
Sure.
I've never done a sound bath. Uh-huh. It's very woo-woo.
Yep.
I was kind of just like, okay, I guess. But I do remember this one bit where the person doing it to you or whatever, they have like a set of tuning forks and then they strike them so it makes the sound and it vibrates, and then she'll hold the base of the tuning fork to your like chakras. Mm-hmm. And it does feel very soothing to have like a thing, like a little point like vibrating on your chest or your forehead or your neck, like all your chakra points. So like even if you don't believe in that, I'm like, oh, that feels kind of nice. I don't know how much it was, but I'm sure it was expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if they're still doing that, but I was like, okay, a sound bath. Sure, I guess.
Yeah. Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay, so I smell like something that you brought back to my attention again semi-recently, and I feel like you might have worn it on the pod before, but I'm breaking all the rules.
There are no rules.
It's also true. I'm wearing, I guess what it's now shortened to is Princess by Killian.
Oh, that's or right.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. The
yes.
Princess FKA, I don't need a prince by my side to be a princess by Killian. So it's the IDNAPBMDPP. The name is so long. It was part of their slightly more, quote unquote, more affordable for Sephora collection.
The younger.
Called, like, it was a My Kind of Love, and they all had fucking sentence names. It was released in 2018. I remember going to the launch party. The bottle is an orb on a block, a QB block with the text on it. And it is billed as an amber vanilla, which I believe. Mm-hmm. It's like a spicy gourmand. And I'm in my spicy gourmand era. And I forget why I called it in. Mm-hmm. I think because we're having Killian on the pod and they were just like, do you want anything? And I was like, sure, yeah, send the stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't remember feeling this way about it when I first smelled it, but now I'm just like, fuck, this is good.
You love this scent.
I have doused myself in it all week, and you know, and I was like, why is it hitting this way?
Yeah.
In 2022 that it wasn't hitting in 2018, 4 years before. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know what? This is a Nepo baby fragrance.
How do you mean?
This is to me the smell of like, maybe this is just like more in the zeitgeist of conversation of like a Nepo baby. Because
you mean nepotism baby?
Yes, yes, exactly. Because it's a grown-up scent that's meant to be youthful and sexy. Mm-hmm. And like what I feel like a teenage girl's idea of sexy is. So it's like a little bit over the top, a little bit kind of ragtag put together, and like a little bit like borderline tacky. Mm-hmm. Where it's just sweet, super sweet, spicy and syrupy, but because it's by this super luxury sophisticated brand like Killian, that elevates it a bit. Mm-hmm. To the teenage mind. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's like a teenager's idea of what sexy is, but in a luxury perspective. So like this is the fragrance that like your Gossip Girl Nepo baby has in like junior high. Where they're like, oh, this is a scent for young girls. Sure, here you go. But really, you know, the other 16-year-olds are buying, you know, Ralph by Ralph Lauren or like YSL Black Opium or all like the designer mall scents. And then she's got Princess by Killian doused. It kind of, the smell itself reminds me, it is, yes, like I do think it is very much so an amber vanilla, but it has like a little bit of a freshy zestiness to it that reminds me of the smell of hairspray and that smell of getting ready to go out. That's what it kind of smells like to me.
I would add to that.
Like a group of girls.
To me, it's like all of that, but yeah. It's also like really warm and pillowy and hazy.
Yes, it is. It has a haziness to it that I just don't think I clocked before, but I clock it now, especially after I've worn it for like a half hour and then it dries down a bit. And like the marshmallowiness of it all pops out.
There's a big marshmallow.
There's a big marshmallow in it, which is, it's funny because the box, when I was reading the box, there's like a quote from Killian who he describes this it. It's so funny.
The insane copy.
It's an insane copywriting. Also, there was a typo on the box, which I thought was funny.
There's a typo on the box, which is as a brand copywriter, my worst fucking nightmare. Oy.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder if it wasn't like a, you know, like a reject. And then that's why they gave it out.
Because I just saw that same quote on the site and it's fixed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. So maybe it was like a recall.
Oh, my God. A typo but on carton so is like funny. What keeps me up at night.
I know. So the quote is, I wanted to amp up the girl power with a unique scent calling out all fierce females. Which I guess in 2018, saying females was still a thing.
Yeah, straight to jail.
I think people still say it now and they don't know. Anyway, continuing. Gourmand with a kick. Princess is like sipping on a green tea matcha with a tip of ginger on the nose for sassy spice.
Wait.
But the box, I'm reading off of Fragrantica, but the box said green tea mocha. And I remember because we were like, huh?
I was like, that's not a thing.
That's not a beverage.
No.
But it could be.
Does Fragrantica say matcha?
Yes.
Because the Killian.com still says green tea mocha.
Interesting.
Matcha makes so much more sense to me. I was like, why does that green tea mocha? That is not a thing. Okay.
Well, green tea matcha makes sense in general, but green tea mocha, I feel, makes sense for this scent.
It's not a thing.
No, it's not a thing, but that's the Killian way, is that he makes things that aren't a thing.
It's not a thing.
Somehow.
You don't blend green tea and chocolate in a drink.
No.
Ew.
Unless. Anyway. Something about it now is resonating with me.
I love that you love this because I've been obsessed with this collection.
I know.
Forever.
You like the which one is the one with the cola note?
It's the one I can't get my fucking hands
on. What's it called?
I don't know. Because all the names are terrible. It's like available online for exorbitant amounts of money. And they sent me all of them except that one. But I love this whole collection. It's very weird. It's very fun. They all have some standout weirdo note in it. You were wearing this on Wednesday at the
Make Marc Jacobs function.
And you smelled so good.
Oh, my God. So, okay. I'm looking at the rest of... I kind of want the rest of this collection just to, like, smell them.
I'll bring them over.
Because, wait, you have them all?
Yeah, I have them all. Oh, except the cooler one.
I wonder if I can ask their PR for them.
Do it.
Too much. It's, maybe I will.
They probably don't even have them anymore.
They might not even have because they're discontinued. I guess it was a flop at Sephora. They didn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much were they? I feel like they were like...
They're like $120.
Okay.
Because this one is back.
Yeah.
And goes for $120.
Okay. So the rest of the names go as such. Yes, I was madly in love, but that was yesterday. Let's settle this argument like adults in the bedroom, naked. Kissing burns 6.4 calories an hour. Want to work out? I never make the same mistake twice, unless they're crazy hot. Fun things always happen after sunset. That's not that bad. Bad boys are no good, but good boys are no fun.
Okay.
Anyway.
Bear in mind, all that copy is on the component in very large type. It's awful. They were in the
Pinterest era. There is also a Rose de Mai version of the princess one.
God.
So... I never make the same mistake twice. Who would approve that?
Honestly.
I think it's just him. I think it's just him.
It's bad.
Yeah. I think it's just
It wouldn't be just him.
Him these, like tee-heeing away.
These marketing departments are enormous. And when it's going out to Sephora, it's not just one
This
person.
Breaks all of the conventions of naming a fragrance.
Yeah, it's because it's bad.
What if they were like, we're going to be the first pioneers to like make a sentence name and then it didn't work out?
Well, it certainly didn't work out. Maybe we shouldn't shit talk him since we're talking about him Friday.
Maybe we are a bit, but not in good.
We'll ask him. What have you done?
What? Number one, what have you done?
Also bring them back, please.
Bring them back. Yeah. Because I just think they're so chaotic, but that makes me interested. I don't know. I also think that fragrance could do with, the fragrance industry could do with more chaos, personally. So anything that has chaotic energy, I'm like, ooh, tell me more.
I think there's definitely enough chaos in the fragrance industry.
What, no, but they're all the same kind of chaos.
What
that's
I think
the thing
we could do more of is this sort of
silliness,
fun energy.
More tee-hee.
Fun energy.
Give me more tee-hee energy, fragrance industry.
And also,
I wish to tee and I wish to hee.
Like, the build of these fragrances was really unique and fun and cool in a way that, like, I really hunger for. Mm-hmm. And of course, they all flopped and went away.
Damn.
Like,
why?
Don't give me any more Fleurs or Missing Persons. Yeah. Give me, like, this wild.
That's true.
Shit,
exactly. I'm like, give me this absurdity. Don't give me somebody wood.
Yeah. I want to smell like caramel corn.
I'm trying to find the one with the cola note. Yes, I was madly in love, but that was yesterday. Wow. That reminds me of, like, every dating TikTok video that gets served to me on my For You page. Anyway, not me being ghosted. Just kidding.
Do you have something on your heart, Sable?
Nothing anyone wants to hear.
Apparently. I think that's certainly not the case.
I think I'm evolving, though. Because now, like, my rebound rate, it's like that Office Dwight Schrute clip where he's like, yes, my feelings are hurt, but luckily my feelings are generated at twice the speed of a normal man. So, that's me.
That's funny. Did someone ghost you?
Oh my God, wait. I think I even, like, said it on the pod last time. We were recording and then I got, like, a cute little Hinge message. Yeah, and it was that guy. And he was like, hey, really looking forward to today because we had a date after we recorded.
Yes.
And you know when someone does everything right, like in the chat, and they're like, oh, everything sounds great, you seem really cool, and you're checking all the boxes of, like, putting an effort, planning a date, you're sending the confirmation on the date, great. I get to the date, he's way hotter in person. I was like, whoa. Has an Irish accent. Didn't know that was hot. Now I know it's hot. I mean, I always knew it was hot, but I never experienced it personally for me. So I was just like, no, this is hot. Great to talk to. We hit it off.
Oh, was it the billiards one that you went to?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, I went really well. That's actually a really great date idea.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, going to play pool.
Sure.
We were both terrible at it.
Yeah. Pool is very horny.
Pool's so horny. Just, like, all the leaning and the looking and the hitting.
And the sticks.
And the sticks.
And the balls.
And the balls.
And the holes. My God. It's case closed.
Case closed. But yeah, it was like my perfect day. We played a little game that we got soup afterwards.
That is your perfect day. Yeah. What'd you get soup at?
Veselka.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, we got some borscht. Then we walked around a bit. And then he was like, oh, by the way, I'm moving to LA next week. And I was like, oh, cool.
Oh my God.
So that's also why I'm like, I don't really care if I didn't hear from him after that.
That's,
I was like,
true.
Well, you're leaving in a week. And, like, this is the week you're preparing to do everything. So...
Right.
Like, you're obviously very busy, but also it takes 2 fucking seconds to send a text that's like, hey, I know we kind of made a plan to meet up this week, but I'm so sorry, I'm not going to make it, but had a great time. Just say that. Just say that. But yes, luckily, my feelings regenerated twice the speed of a normal man. I mean, it was fun. And it's nice to have just a fun date, even if it's just once.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And that's a good attitude to have as well.
Exactly. I also had zero expectations going on that date. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this will be a thing. And then I was like, wait, this is going really well.
Yeah, you can't go into dates with expectations.
You cannot.
As hard as that is to, it's much easier said than done, but you can't go into dates with expectations.
Anyway, enough of this. End of segment. If you happen to have one fun date and never hear from them again, that's fine. And then my friend Dara was roasting me and she's like, so he literally did an Irish accent on you.
That's funny.
That's, I was like, that is fucking funny, actually.
That is, Dara's funny.
Shout out to Dara.
I met her at the,
Marissa's office.
Yeah. Hey Dara, it's me. So it's the, I was looking at the calendar and it is the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Vibes. And we have, let me knock on some wood because these motherfuckers
this
cannot,
like,
cancel again.
MF. Wood, okay. Particle wood.
Well, we have 2 really exciting guests coming up, so the next 2 weeks are spoken for.
Yeah.
And I was looking and I was like, that's going to bring us to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Actually. Mm-hmm. And we want to do, like, our top 10 fragrances
of 2022.
Of 2022. But if we don't do it now, it's going to be 2023 and that's old news. So that's what we're doing today.
Yes.
And it was funny because we both made our lists ahead of time and I was like, usually I'd be like, we can only have fragrances that came out in 2022, Matt. But I was also like,
well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
When I made my list.
But I was like, well, fragrance is always there for everyone. And I did come to some things that did not come out this year, but were my favorites of the year. So I put them on my list. And then apparently we like swapped personalities. And I got here and Sable's like, no, all my list is 2022. And I was like, fuck. So I rewrote mine. And yes, these are our favorite launches of 2022 specifically.
Oh, so you, wait, that's what you were furiously typing on your phone just now?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Look at you multitasking.
I only switched out like three or four.
Okay.
So
the way you were typing, I could hear your fingers hitting the glass on your phone. I was like, is the mic picking that up? Just like, tip, 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 tip.
Well, I had a job to do. I also looked up the notes for Killian.
Oh, wow.
So mine are not in order.
No,
of,
there's
like,
no order. Love. We don't rank here.
I also do have some like flops. Honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
But we'll get to those at the end.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
It was kind of hard, honestly. Like there were like four, there were about five that I knew off the top of my head that I was like, absolutely yes. Same. And like the rest, I was like, who else came out this year?
I was literally standing in my closet and I'm like, same. We're always fucking talking about getting 400 fucking fragrances mailed to us every day, and I'm like, what happened? What came out, you know?
Who slowed the roll here?
Exactly.
I'm still like on the hunt for like a better storage system, because my closet's starting to like, the shelves are like starting to sag.
I'm purging everything in my life.
Really, I should do that too, honestly. There's so many I don't wear. I should just do that.
Speaking of purging, I started a prescription retinol, so that's my new personality.
Oh my God.
Anyway, our top 10.
In no particular order.
You want to go first? I can't wait to hear what's on your list.
Okay, okay.
Your handwritten list like a pilgrim.
I know, like a pilgrim. So, okay, I haven't shut the fuck up about this for like 6 months. Obviously, it's going to be on this list. Mathieu Permier Crystal Saffron. It launched in September. It is my favorite thing of this year, even though I was introduced to it later in the year. But whatever. Saffron is it, baby. It's Saffron's year. Actually, I think 2023 might be Saffron's year, but 2022 is Saffron years for those who know, like us and like you, who now know if you're listening to this podcast.
That's a really good point. I do think Saffron's about to hit.
I think it is. It's like, I feel like it's like a sneaky underdog gourmand that like is amorphous and so it can be done in so many different interesting ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great point.
Okay.
What are some Saffron standouts just in general, minus this one?
Another one is another one on my list.
I was going to say, like, Baccarat Rouge. Sorry, but, like,
because it's already hitting. Yes.
There's a gigantic saffron note in that. So you may already like it without knowing. I also like we just talked about Black Saffron from Byredo.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to pick up a sample of that.
Me too.
Black Saffron.
I actually, like, might buy it.
Ooh. Buy it. Why not?
The world's on fire.
Yeah.
Should I go?
Go.
Okay. The one that immediately came to mind is Ellis Brooklyn Vanilla Milk.
Oh, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I fucking love
it. I also thought about putting it on my list and I didn't, but I looked it up on Fragrantica and it's so funny because all of the comments are like, this is disgusting. Yeah. It smells like sour milk.
Everyone hates it.
Everyone hates it. And I think it's because it doesn't fulfill the expectations of what you think a vanilla fragrance would be. Mm-hmm. But that's why I find it interesting.
I mean, it is very vanilla.
It's extremely vanilla, but it's almost like so much that it's like burnt, like mesquite vanilla.
Like, not to sound as stupid as I'm about to sound, but like it is like vanilla and milk, because like the milk note is heavy. It's very lactonic. It's very salty.
Yeah.
It's also very sweet because it is a vanilla. Mm-hmm. But
there is like a burnt quality to it. Like a smoky burnt quality. A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of like interesting textural things going on.
Yeah, too. It's very textured.
The campaign around it had a lot of like vanilla ice cream cones around it.
White liquids melting in my hand, which
it was very pretty, and it's very that. I mean, I think it is a really, really interesting and also very literal take on vanilla. And if those people on Fragrantica don't like it, they can grow up. But I was obsessed with it. I couldn't stop wearing it. I put it away for a while. I came back to it, and I was surprised just by how like milky and salty it was, you know what I mean?
I think the saltiness makes it way more interesting and complex.
I completely do too.
And I also think it is an outlier in the rest of the Brooklyn Ellis Brooklyn collection, and that's probably why people are like, oh, I thought it would be like all the other ones that I like, and it's not. Boo. Joke's on you.
I mean, part of me is like, there's no new interesting way to do vanilla, but I will love vanilla any way it comes to me. But then this changes my mind.
I have a feeling that vanilla is going to make a comeback next year.
It already is.
In a big old way.
Let's save all that for our trend.
Save that for
forecasting episode.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. My next one is Kaeli Love Fest Burning Cherry.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you do love this one.
I love it.
Yes.
I think it's so sassy and so fun and playful. And like, it just makes me think of like that like ox blood red color, like patent leather shiny nail polish, which is like one of my favorite nail polish shades. There's something that's just lacquered and cherry and syrupy about it, but mm-hmm. also smoky.
There's
like
so
a leather
smoke.
Jacket that smells like cigarette smoke
uh-huh.
and cherry chapstick.
Uh-huh.
It's so fun.
It's funny because it is, I mean, sort of like a rip on mm-hmm. Lost Cherry by
That's
Tom Ford.
That's what everyone says.
But
yeah.
it also like, forgive me, but like shits
it's
on
more
Lost
complex,
Cherry. It's
I
so
think.
Good. I mean, it's the, isn't there like incense in it?
Yeah.
And,
it has like so much more of a grounded, smoky earthiness to it that like really livens it up.
Yeah.
That Lost Cherry is like a very linear it's and a very one note, which I also think is why people like it. Mm-hmm. But like, if you want like a remix, this is the remix.
It is really such an intelligent
yeah.
scent. I love it.
Okay.
Shout out to Mona Katan.
Shout out to Mona.
We stan. My next one is Dia Sendurga Pistachio.
Dude, that's on my list too.
Great minds.
Ah!
Do you just want to talk about it together?
Yeah.
Slay. It's so good.
It's so fucking good.
It's so warm. It's so gourmand
yeah.
and sweet and
it's
nutty.
It's very patchouli forward, which is why I'm surprised you like it.
Yeah.
And true to what Joey at the store told me is that when you, he said, he used the word macerate, which in my mind is like to chew. So I was like, what? But maybe that's like means something different in like perfume speak.
Well,
but he was like, yeah, like a,
yeah.
like a grinded
yeah.
mashed kind of thing. And he was like, it macerates in the bottle, so just like it's gonna smell different and like over time.
Oh, weird.
And I remember I bought it when they did the studio drop,
yes,
however fucking long ago. And when I smell it now, it does smell different.
Does
and
it really?
Smells better.
Really?
It's not as sour, like tart.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give me that first kind of like overblown tart sourness to it. It's like smoothed that out. It's so much smoother now. And I was like, whoa. So I feel like I'm experiencing like a whole new fragrance.
Oh, sick.
And I'm like so psyched. I'm so happy I bought it.
I like, I am too. I like everything about this fragrance. Mm-hmm. It feels like a new idea. I mean, pistachio is just such a weird way into a gourmand. You know what I
mean? I love
it. I do too.
And because it's like people feature like hazelnut, almond, praline, mm-hmm. but like no one ever really features pistachio.
I know. And it's just the name is dope. The idea is dope. Like
yeah.
I think it's. Like,
I even loved the copy on the box because on the boxes they always put like the build of the notes,
sure.
and like sometimes they get a little bit esoteric or poetic.
Sure.
And this one, it's just like top, middle, bottom, pistachio, 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 pistachio.
I hate that. That drives me fucking crazy.
I think it's funny.
But yeah, no, I love everything about it. I even
yeah.
love the label. It's pistachio green.
Yeah, love it.
It also, did I already say this? It's very similar,
mm-hmm.
not a dupe, but very similar to my favorite Killian Intoxicated.
Oh, yes.
It's,
yeah.
I just love all the same things about both of them.
Yeah.
I wish they would bring it back. Moving on.
Moving on. It's actually also very similar to another one on my list, Maison Crivelli Patchouli Magnétique.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Very similar. Because
that's
they're
the
both
chocolate
very,
cake one.
Yeah.
Right?
They're both very patchouli forward. Like, super.
That's such a good point.
Concentrated, earthy with a capital E,
mm-hmm.
but then Patchouli Magnétique has that like kind of like chocolate lava cake-ness
mm-hmm.
about it,
mm-hmm.
and like the sparky lightning aspect about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is one of their X-rates.
X-rates.
It's incredibly concentrated. Like one spritz is all you need, and you'll smell it for days. Like. Everyone will know where you were
mm-hmm.
or that you were here, but it's just,
it's so odd. Cause
it's such a satisfying
yeah,
scent.
I'm famously not a patchouli fan at all.
I know.
All, and I love this.
Yeah. Which just goes to prove how versatile patchouli is.
It is. It is. You're
yeah.
right. You're right.
But as soon as you said it smells like chocolate lava cake, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes. Like that's what I couldn't put my finger on mm-hmm. because I was like, this is a gourmand, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
And that is why.
I would have never even approached that if you didn't wear it first. And
yeah.
then I like it so much that they sent it.
Mm-hmm. So good.
My next one.
Your next
one. Oh my God. This year's been 10 years long.
I know.
My next one is CK1 Summer Days.
Oh, you do love that one.
This
yeah.
fragrance fucking rocks. It's mm-hmm. just...
It's so fun.
It's fantastic. I love it.
It's such a mood booster.
So much. It's sweet and nectary and... But also... sort of has this feeling of rain on cobblestones Yes. And I say that because it sort of calls back to CK2, which is one of my favorites that is supposed to emulate the smell of rain on cobblestones. Mm-hmm. But then it's like that, but then the sun came out. Ooh. And they added like citrus and
the mint tea.
The mint tea. That's right.
I love that.
It's everything I like. I don't know. Yeah. There's a billion CK1 flankers and mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about any of them, but I had them send this because of the mint tea and I'm so happy I did. This is such a lovely fragrance and it also like blends really well with whatever else you're wearing. If it's like sunscreen or tanning oil or like body oil, it's such a delight to wear. It just smells like happiness.
It does. Mm-hmm. I feel like Clinique Happy Walked, so CK One Summer Days could run.
Yes, yes.
That's how I feel about that. Okay, my next one is Boy Smells Hinoki Phantom, which I was surprised was launched in 2020. I looked it up. Apparently, it was launched in 2022.
Was it?
What? I don't. That's.
I remember that if it wasn't 22, it is. If it was wasn't like very, 2022, very it was like December 29th.
Yeah.
I think we can.
Yeah. But okay. We obviously talk up and down about Hinoki Phantom.
Yeah.
We love it so much. It's just, again, another very interesting, quirky scent from Boy Smells. It has everything I love. Hinoki trees, ghosts, smoke, incense, ghosts. Seances.
I didn't put this on my list because I thought it was a 2021 drop, but I'm happy it's on yours because this is really, truly like one of the best fragrances of the year, if not the best. I really love this scent.
Wow.
I love this
scent. You really love this scent.
Completely.
Wow.
I think this is the year's best scent. If you buy one fragrance from Boy Smells, one fine fragrance from Boy Smells, buy Hinoki Phantom. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like Sable said, it's woody, it's smoky, but it has this like overtone of like cucumber or like melon to it. Oh, it has this sweetness that I like can't.
I get incense place. A lot. I get a lot of
it's incense. A ton of incense, but like up top there's something keeping it fresh and dewy. I love it. It's so
it good. Feels fresh in the way that like green foresty notes feel fresh.
Yes.
Like that's what
exactly.
I get. Not really like a fruity freshness, but I get like a green freshness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it also I feel sentimental about it because I got that on the night that, yes.
okay. Moving along.
I don't know if this one should be on my list.
Oh.
But there are 10, so I guess it can't be. And it's probably on yours too.
Okay.
Bond number 9, Chelsea Knight.
Yes, that was also on my list. Mm-hmm.
And I like it because it's everything that I like about fragrances.
It's so good.
But I think I like it even more because you like it so much.
So sassy.
It's great.
Yeah. My date scent, but not even because now it just reminds me of like one particular date. So I was like, I kind of want to keep that scent memory.
Oh.
So now I like just have that.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like,
what date?
The Canada one. I know.
That is really nice. Well, it's always going to remind you of that.
I know.
Yeah, but you're right. Don't ruin it with all these other motherfuckers.
Exactly. Don't sully its name. But it is a very good scent.
So it is great.
You should smell it. Mm-hmm. And apparently everybody loves it. Okay, next one. Might be a surprise. Mugler Alien Goddess Intense.
That's absolutely not a surprise to me, but okay. Yes.
It's just such a blast of tuberose that I'm like, whoa. And again, like I am famously not a floral person, but if I do like a floral, like tuberose is up there as well as violet and iris. But Alien Goddess Intense, it's just like a solar floral. It's like golden tuberose is what it's like like the nectar of a tuberose that's golden. It's so, so feminized TM. Just, it smells like women TM, like in the commercial sense of the word, but in a very indulgent kind of fun way, I think, in the Mugler way. I think of the cover of Mariah Carey Honey, like that album. That's the visual I get. Very R&B vibes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Like that's what I get when I listen to this. Cause like sometimes with tuberose, you get just like very lady kind of vibes, like prim and proper lady vibes. But this is like very lava lampy. It's like gooey, syrupy, sticky. Bees love it. Apparently it was like, I think it launched in September. So it was still warm out.
Yeah.
And then I wore it and I was sitting outside and all these bees started swarming to me. So the bees love it. So that means it's got to be good.
You said that this one is less sunscreeny.
Yes.
Than the original. And it's funny because I find it so much more sunscreeny.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
I do. But I also and I think it was the same for you, much prefer it to the original.
Yeah.
Alien Goddess is really lovely, but it's sort of,
it's
like
fine.
Okay, it's a perfume.
Yeah.
This one, I guess I also sort of feel like this, like it's a perfume, but it's much better.
Yeah.
And I
think because it picked a lane and it went for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's what, no, that's not even like the regular Alien Goddess was just like sunscreen to me. It was just like coconut, suntan lotion. That's all I got. With this one, it's like tuberose, but amber, but honey, but like nectar. So I'm like, okay, I feel like you really went with the visual of this.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
They certainly, like you said, picked the right thing to turn up the volume on.
Yeah, for sure.
This feels like rubbing on someone's bulge.
Okay.
I have to put this down.
You have to put this, stop it. Stop fondling my Maud Vanilla.
It feels like a dick.
I'm like a robot dick. It does kind of look very like the robots in Westworld.
It looks like when you take the pants off Ken.
Oh yeah. Or like hockey players and they wear like a cup over their stuff. It looks like the cup. I dated someone who played hockey and I was like, what is that? And
did he have
like
a huge ass?
No. A little bit. Kind of cute butt.
If it's not a yes, it's a no.
It wasn't huge. Like, he wasn't a huge guy. So it's like proportionally to his body, but it was cute.
My next one.
Moving on.
And you might clockman this because it might not be a 2022 release, but I think it is.
Okay.
Alluria Heaven.
I don't think it was, but I will allow
Didn't
it.
Didn't we, though, get our because hands on them like, way I also, early?
Oh, shit. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think they did launch at the beginning of this year.
I think so, too.
Fuck. Okay, because I was going to put Alluria on the list, obviously, but then I saw it was like 2021, so I was like, oh, no.
I didn't put Pinocchio at home on this, so.
There we go.
Yeah. I love...
God, it's so good.
Alluria Heaven.
Yeah.
You like fire, right?
I also like heaven too as well. I like them all, honestly. I really do.
It smells like, what did I say? It smells, and I mean this in a positive way, like the 13-year-old boy who wore Axe, wore up, and now wears Alluria Heaven.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it smells like an overly masculinized scent that has been taken from the past and made much more sophisticated and elevated. It's so like icy and blue, but then also earthy. It has like so much depth to it, but also so much life and brightness.
Yeah. I get complex floral gourmand. That's what I get from it.
I don't get any gourmand, but I will give you complex floral.
Yeah.
In a way that I am obsessed with.
I know it's meant to be their floral, but like I get almost more gourmandy notes or grounding notes.
Grounding,
I
don't know.
I have it in a candle form.
I do too.
Yeah. And I have fire in the Eau de Parfum.
Okay.
Fire, which I love.
Yeah.
So good. God, their scents are so freaking good. I
know. They are.
Like stores, where do you pick them up?
Yeah.
So good. I'm glad you put that on your list. Okay. My next one is Acro Ink.
Yeah.
Which again, I have run my mouth about on this pod. It is like all acro scents, super concentrated, huge trail, huge, meant to smell like tattoo ink, but it just to me smells super leathery and woody. It smells like a really expensive leather jacket and like almost a little bit of like motorcycle, like engine oil. There's like a kind of diesel quality to it a little bit that gives it some angles and some layers and like a little bit of metallicness.
I was just going to say it. Like, it is so metallic.
I know. That's what you always say about it. To me, it's so warm and to you, it's so cold.
So cold. Exactly. Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's a very you fragrance. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Fucking love it.
And of course, I love the tattoo angle.
Yeah, of course. This is like the type of scent that I could see like a couple sharing.
Yeah.
Like regardless of gender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and it's smelling a little bit different on everybody, but smelling so good.
My next one, I think I've talked about on the show, but I also wore it the day that we were supposed to record and then your internet went out.
Oh, fuck.
So I may not have actually talked about this, but okay. I think I have. Bulgari Aurome.
Oh, I think I remember you talking about it.
I think so. It's one of the like luxury perfumes from Bulgari. Yeah. So it's a very
expensive.
They look
expensive. Like candies. The bottles?
No, not those. Okay. Not those. It's the one that just looks like a big black monolith with a stone on top of the lid. It's very me. It's just vanilla, amber. It's just very sweet, very spicy. Mm-hmm. It's drop dead gorgeous. I don't think it is super unique in that way. This is one that it's like, that's certainly not the only one. If you like this smell, you can find a billion other versions of it for $40, not $350. Mm-hmm. But personally, I think it's just fantastic. And yeah, it stayed with me. I love it a lot.
Okay. Elma. Okay, you're gonna hate me for this. My next one is Victoria's Secret Bear. And this is their first fragrance launch post, like, Reachy rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant to be one of those, like, it smells different on everybody. And, like, it uses, it's like their version of Glossier You.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, like, its own scent. It's just, like, a cashmere musk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I love those two things. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it smells like. It's, like, an effervescent cashmere musk. And I wish I could tell you what notes make that up, but I cannot. So I won't. But it just, to me, smells like a very light, airy, transparent, and gauzy, slightly sweet, but, like, very fresh and, like, almost like champagne bubbles, like that type of effervescence.
Because it's a little sweet, right?
It's a little sweet. It's, like, a teeny bit, I want to say floral, but not in an overt way. But it's still so subdued that it does, you know, it's, like, wears very close to the body. It smells like a cashmere shawl or something. And every time I've worn it, everyone's like, oh, my God, you smell amazing. And then I'm like, it's Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. Shh. Mm-hmm. That's the secret.
Yeah.
I like the bottle, too. It's kind of just, like, a big blob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bottle's very...
Yeah, it's, like, a blobby bottle. It's funny because I'm really wondering what the design was on that, because it doesn't really fit the mold of all the other Victoria's Secret scents. Like, it doesn't have, like, this kind of, like, faceted faux, this is what sexy is, as interpreted through classy, as interpreted through corporate branding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of thing with, like, the little, like, neckerchief, like, on the bottle.
I hate those.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But it's just, like, a solid blob of a glass bottle. And then, like, the font is, like, this, like, kind of thick sans serif font, which is, again, like, not really their thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's interesting. But it did harken back also to the Victoria's Secret scents that I liked when I was a teenager in, like, the Dream Angels collection. It does smell a bit like that. And I'm interested to see what happens with this, because I'm betting if it's a hit, they'll probably flanker it out.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, I'm wondering what that's going to do, or, you know, what even that whole MO is in, like, the world of Victoria's Secret scents, because they're still doing all, like, the teases and all the bombshells. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still doing those, mm-hmm. which are hugely popular, like, sickeningly popular. And this is, like, a little bit of a different direction. So I'm like, what will happen here?
They are all about the flankerization, mm-hmm. and the franchising of basically anything. So I'm sure we're going to get 10 more versions of Bear.
I am interested to see, like, how well this does with for them, for a brand like them. So I think it's interesting.
Okay, this is one of my favorites. This is fave number 9 from the new brand called Eau Sauvage, which I mispronounced originally. And this one is called Purple Noon. It is billed as an amber floral woody, which, like, okay.
It's doing a lot.
Just smells insane to me in the best way. It smells, like, jeweled and faceted and purple. Forgive me for being duplicative of the name, but it does. And sort of like a gummy bear. Ooh. It's just so sweet. And again, nectary and tangy. And it smells like how it looks when you light a fuse and then the fuse, like, sparkles down before it hits the stick of dynamite. I apparently, like, turned into, like, Bugs Bunny just now. But I really, really love it. This is a new brand, and I can't speak to if they're in retailers, so I'm not being like, go out and spend $165 sight unsmelled, but also, like, maybe do that. Oh, they have a discovery set, which is definitely worth going in for.
Okay.
It's one of the most fun and interesting and surprising things that I have smelled this year. And yeah, I wore it a bunch to the point where I had to stop myself from wearing it so I could, like, wear other things, like, for the show and my writing and other things. So definitely a standout and a surprise of my year. I loved it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would be interested to smell more of their things.
Yeah, for sure.
Or any of their things. I haven't smelled any of them yet. Oh, next on my list, a latecomer to the year, Régime de Flore Leather Petals. I went to their launch party a few weeks ago. I'm not super versed in the Régime de Flore world, mm-hmm. but this was an unexpectedly very good scent.
Okay.
I say unexpectedly, even though I had no expectations, but it kind of just, like, fulfills exactly what you think it does. Okay. Like, if there was a flower that bloomed petals of leather.
Okay.
It just smells like soft, warm, powdery leather. And there is, like, a little bit of a golden quality that, like, vintage colognes used to have to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it does smell like a little bit, it has like an element of like vintage cologne, but otherwise it just smells just like so lovely and inviting and soft and powdery and leathery and pretty. It's like pretty in the way a really nice wool sweater under a leather jacket is.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what it smells like to me. But it's so good.
That is a latecomer, but it is very, very pretty. And I think that description was perfect because it does, like you said, have that like almost aftershave quality.
Yeah.
Like really vintage.
Mm-hmm. It smells like a different time.
Yeah.
But it's modern enough that it's not like, ugh,
yeah,
like gross old cologne.
I also love the bottles.
I love the bottles.
They're so, so beautiful.
They're so cute and they all have a little ball cap.
It's just colors. Like really smart design.
Mm-hmm.
Like the colorways and the detail and the shape.
It looks kind of like very old Hollywood.
It does. And there's like just enough happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice when something is designed in a way that holds back and does just enough.
Yes. Yeah.
It's very pleasing to me.
It is very pleasing. Yeah. They're great.
My last one. Are you nearing your last one?
That was my last one.
Okay, word.
I have like one maybe honorable mention, but
okay.
Yeah.
My last one is Cowboy Kush from Boy Smells.
Ooh, you love that one.
I really love this one.
Yeah.
It's loud. There's a lot happening in it.
Yeehaw.
But it's gorgeous. It is warm, spicy, sweet, earthy, leathery. It's gorgeous. There's a hazelnut note in it, which not a ton of things have, but when they do have it, it's very reliably great. White leather, mandarin, tobacco, saffron.
Yeah.
Cannabis, suede, labdanum, tonka, patchouli, and oud. And I only read those out because doesn't that sound gorgeous?
To me, I always think of like blazing hay on fire.
Mm.
Like something on fire.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Every time I spray it, I'm like, because it's a lot.
Yeah. Like it's really strong when you first spray it and it might be a little off-putting, but then once it like takes a second to dissipate, then you're like, oh, whoa, there to go.
Yeah. I'm very glad that's
a sexy cowboy smell.
Right. It is a sexy cowboy smell. It is a
sexy cowboy smell.
I'm really glad that they brought their Kush collection to their fine fragrances.
Yeah.
All that's left, I think, is Purple Kush, which they've not done, which kind of surprises me.
I don't know if I've smelled that one.
I thought you had.
I don't think so.
But anyway, this is a beautiful one.
It's great.
You like
Cashmere Kush. Yeah.
And then Italian Kush freaks me out.
It's that just one, kind of just like a blast of bergamot.
That one does smell like BO to me.
Really?
Like literally, yeah.
It is Italian.
Never mind. but yes, I think Boy Smells is still sort of figuring out what they're doing with fine fragrances. Mm. And I say that in a celebratory manner.
Dude, I smelled the Grace Jones candle recently at a store. It smells so fucking good.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Do you not have it?
I don't have it.
Oh, you can have mine.
Oh my God, thank you.
It doesn't fit my apartment aesthetic.
Yeah, that's true. It's very anti-cloud. But it's so good that I'm like, this should be a fragrance. Like, please make this a fragrance.
So to me, that actually smells just like CK2. And I do think it's supposed to smell like rain. I actually have the website up right now.
I also like that it's a black can. Like, everything about it is black, which looks really cool.
It's black on black, which I think is so fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Salty sea air with floral waves.
It's such a good scent.
It is. The Grace Jones candle is stunning.
Yeah. Like, make that a fragrance.
I bet you they won't. Only because
it's a collab.
Contracts.
Yeah.
Contracts and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, very good. I feel like they could make it a fragrance and give it a different name.
True.
Yeah. So, because they obviously own the scent.
Mm-hmm. Rain Kush.
Yeah. Rain Kush. Okay. I have one honorable mention.
Yeah, please.
And that is the Air Scents.
Okay.
A-E-I-R.
Yeah.
They're just very good scents. And
it's one scent, right?
It's their discovery kit. But
I'm thinking of the other air.
Oh, them too. Them too.
I agree
with you. Forgot all about them.
A-I-E-R.
A-E-I-R.
That shit is all great. All the vowels.
They're so good. I think my favorite standout is Whetstone.
Yes.
I really like that one. It smells like a whetstone. I don't know how to describe it. It smells like woodstone, duh. It just smells like a purple rock.
The concept of the video circus.
It just smells like something about it smells like a light purple, smooth stone to me. Like rain in a forest.
I think what they do is so cool. I'm really happy we talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
Their collection is sort of, I think of it as like a love letter to synthetics.
Yeah,
and it is. Sort of like the future.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you haven't listened to that episode, go do that.
Yeah.
Because they make their case quite well for sustainability and synthetics and all of that. And what they do is just gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's luxury. Yeah, they're really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see if they'll pop off, but I think like fragrance isn't really like their thing. I think they're going to go off into other categories.
I think they're going to make like luxury cars in 15
years. Yeah, probably. Everyone's making a fucking car.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I sort of already told you.
Okay.
But I'm following up on it.
Okay.
I tweeted this thing because I was being a troll a month ago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I was like, I want this band, my favorite band, to make a fragrance. And like 2 weeks later, they quote tweeted it. And they're like, yeah, that'd be fucking awesome. And I was like, now hold on a minute. So I DM'd them. And like, I never DM bands or celebrities. Like, that's embarrassing.
That's crazy.
But I was like, hey, like, I work in the fragrance space. LOL. We could probably make this happen. Would you like to do that? Picture this. I'm at dinner last Saturday. Mm-hmm. I whipped my phone out to do something, which I never do at dinner, but I checked my DMs and there was a DM from them. And I was like, holy fucking shit. And I look and they sent me the sweetest DM and they're like, yeah, this is great. Like, we're down to talk about it. And I was like, Whoa. Are you fucking kidding me? So I shoot
well,
him.
Well.
So I shoot him a DM back and I was like, okay, let me put something together for you. I'll send it over. So they gave me their management email. It's not available online.
Of course.
And I made them a deck. And I sent I sent it to them on Wednesday. And they just hit me back. And it sounds like we're going to have some conversations.
But so, like, how are you going to... How?
I'm just going to connect them to people who can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was just like, wait, have you known all this time how to make a friend? Yeah, tell me.
Surprise. No,
gatekeeping?
I'm going to connect them. And then in an ideal world, like consult on it and then do copy for it.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
We'll see.
I'm looking at a bona fide girl boss right here.
You always have been. Fingers crossed something happens. That would be very, very dope.
That would be so fucking cool.
You know? Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway. The power of smell you later.
The power.
The power of fragrance.
Our influence. Love to see it. So that was our picks of our favorite launches of 2022
that we
have personally smelled. I still want to smell the YSL Baby Cat because I love the name.
What?
Yeah, but it's apparently not a U.S. release, so...
I know nothing about that.
Really? Because it's not a U.S. release.
What is Baby Cat?
It's a spicy gourmand.
What?
It's a thing that we would like, allegedly, but it's not a U.S. release, so... Their PR was like, huh? Anyway.
Baby Cat, Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just the name alone, I'm
fully. Fuck the fragrance.
Yeah, fuck the fragrance. Maybe I'll see if it's on eBay or like a sample on eBay.
Where was it launched?
I don't know.
Asia?
I don't know.
If you live in the market where Baby Cat was released.
Yeah, tell us how.
Send us Baby Cat. We will pay you. Yeah. Anyway. While you're sending us Baby Cat, you can tell us your favorite fragrance launches of the year.
Yeah, because we haven't smelled them all, obviously.
Maybe
we'll do a Tuesday question.
In the meantime, you can also follow me on Instagram at TynanBuck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra. You can find our website at smellyoulater.live. Follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. And leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and a nice little review if you feel like it.
Yeah. Also, we have merch available. And I only say that because you're still buying it.
People are still buying it.
And you're still looking really cute in it.
Yeah.
So, and when you wear our merch, tag us. We love seeing you running around in your little...
We love to engage.
Smell you later collegiate sweatshirts or the original merch drop. We love it all.
Yeah.
So, until next time, we will smell you later.